Philip, how are you today?
Oh, Adrian, I'm just kind of worn out. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Well, I know. 2 more weeks. That's what we got. So.
Well, I know, and it's I got some stuff that's ordered that, mountings and things that it's getting to be crunch time for me. They're not going to be coming in until next week, and I don't
Oh,
know. It's just
jeez.
making me nervous.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, I got a call from a guy. What kind of money are we talking for an elongated cushion in a high quality stone that, a good color and kind of cleanish, not
Yeah.
flawless, but in about a 2.5 carat.
Yeah, rectangular cushions are extremely popular. I would honestly have to check. But you're probably going to be for like 250, you're at least going to be between, depending on the quality, 15 to 20,000 cost. The more
Well, that's less
rectangular,
than I thought it might be.
yeah, the more
Huh?
rectangular, the more
Yeah.
rectangular they are, the
Yeah.
more money they are, the more expensive they are for
I
the carver.
understand that.
Yeah. How
I
much did he want to
understand.
spend, or do you not know?
Well, he wants a kind of a fancy mounting with, in platinum with step cut trapezoids on the side.
And he wants this for
So,
Christmas?
no. By February at the latest.
Yeah, finding the stone is probably going to be the hard part because they're very limited at that size. But I mean, I can locate one for you if it's something that he's willing to come in and take a look at.
Well, he's in Washington, D.C.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So, it's a long distance deal if I can make it.
Yeah. Well, that I can help you with. I can get you the stone. And you said traps on the side? I'm surprised he doesn't want like half moons.
Well, that's his fiance to be is specifically likes trapezoids.
Interesting. So they'd have to be brilliant. So the first thing that you would need to do is find the cushion cut because then you would have to base
Right.
the traps off of the shape or the millimeter, right? So do you
Right.
want me to find you one?
I need to get I got to call the guy back, and I just need to get a pretty good close price on what kind of money we're talking about, for the center stone.
So the center, yeah, your cost would be probably closer to that. I mean, because I'm going based off of a square stone that I have, and that one is lower color, but it's clean, and that one's 13. So that would tell me that if you go into that higher color, similar clarity,
Yeah.
but more rectangular, you're probably going to be closer to 20,000 cost.
About how much? 20?
20 cost.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
again, it's because of availability of goods, trying to find them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, 15 to 20 is pretty, that's pretty standard.
okay. Well, I don't know exactly what to tell him yet. I got to call him back. And anyway, hey, that was
Well, here, you know what? It'd actually be
trapezoid.
more than, sorry, it would actually be more than that because a 2 carat, I know you said 2.5, but a 2 carat G, as in George VS2 GIA, that is
Yeah.
76% rectangular, so a 132 to one ratio, your cost is $17,150. So to jump up to a 2.5 rectangular, you're more than, I would say, between 25 and 30.
Okay. Well,
and then,
I'll give this guy a call back.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Just kind of see, but you know, like you say, it's going to be kind of difficult to locate the stone.
We can get them, but like I said, it's the more rectangular, the limited supply there is. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at what I have in 2-carat up to 3, and I can tell you that a 2-carat, like I said, the 2-carat GVS, which is rectangular, that one is $17,150. So jumping up to a 2.5, depending on the millimeter, you're probably going to be closer to that 25,000 cost mark.
Yeah.
And like right now, it's during the holidays. So I mean, if he's not looking to do something or have it until February, like prices could change between now and February, you know, and availability.
Say that last part again. What between now and February?
The prices could change because of availability as well. So, I mean, I could quote you something today, and it probably won't be here by February, and B, the price could possibly change between now and then. So, I mean, I give the guy credit. He's getting ideas ahead of time, but, you know, it's all based off availability of stones.
Okay. Well, I guess you've told me all you can.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well,
so once we get closer, or like even January, I mean, we can start looking for the diamond, and then once he picks out the diamond, then we can find the traps.
Right. Well, of course, I got to get a mounting made.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, let me talk to him and see what. But I know he said, you know, he would want it by February,
yeah,
at the latest.
So
which just doesn't give us a whole lot of time.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I guess quote him a price, tell him, like, where you're going to be, and, you know, obviously quote a little bit higher, and then let him know with holiday time and, you know, the timing to make everything, we need to start working sooner than later, you know, because how long would it take you to make the mounting and everything?
Well, I'd have to have it made up in New York City.
Mm.
You know, it'd be a special order.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just, there's nothing easy about this thing.
No, not at all. Is he like a son of a previous customer of yours?
Well, he's a friend. He's a young fellow. He's 40 years old, but he obviously makes a lot of money. And he's a friend of an old customer of mine, one of my son's fraternity brothers.
I understand. Got it. Okay.
And he suggested, you know, he called me here in Memphis, and because my customer highly recommended me to help him procure this thing.
Yeah, well, that's good. At least he reached out ahead of time, you know.
Yeah, but I gotta tell him something and see what we can come up with.
Yeah, just let him know that ballpark figure, whatever you give him. Because also, you got to think about it. The price of gold could change dramatically between now and then, you know.
Well, he wants it in platinum, but
okay.
You know, the mounting is kind of incidental compared to the to that center stone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But are you familiar at all with the price per carat on trapezoids, the step cut?
She wants to go step and not brilliant?
That's what he says his fiancée-to-be prefers.
Does she realize how that's going to look next to it? I mean, like, okay. Get whatever they want, right?
I guess.
Like,
I guess.
You and I, like, have been in this business too long, you know? Oh, gosh.
Well, it doesn't excite me at all, Adrian. You know, it just sounds like a headache.
It's a lot of work. I don't know off the top of my head because you're probably going to be at least carat and a quarter each, I would imagine.
About how much?
Like the size is going to be at least carat and a quarter each, you would think, right?
I don't know.
I know, because it has to go based off of the millimeter of the center stone.
All right.
So it's hard to give you a price without not knowing what the millimeter of the center stone is. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. I understand 100%.
I know you understand what I'm saying. I mean, did he say, hey, I want to spend $50,000, like, and then we kind of work backwards, or
he's thinking he wanted to stay between 30 and 40.
Just cost alone for the center stone is going to be that. That's your cost. You know, because even based off of the quote of the 2-carat that I quoted you, that was the G, that was almost $18,000.
Right.
And then you figure, let's say
I don't make a lot of profit on stuff when I sell it. Either, you know, it's
well,
they don't
even
call me either.
Yeah. Well, even think about it. If each trap is approximate 1 carat, maybe 4 grand per, like add another 8 to 10 for the side stones. So that would put you at 28. That's going based off of the 1 carat, and then how much would the platinum setting be? And then you'd have
to. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, then you'd have to put your retail on it.
Right. Well, how much, like you say, a carat trapezoid might run?
I'm going based off of what fancy shapes are, but depending on the quality, I mean, you're probably going to be like 35 to 4 per stone. Going based off of a 1 carat.
Yeah. To 4,000
per stone.
Per
so for
stone.
The pair, yeah. And you got to remember, those match traps are not certified.
I understand.
Mhm.
Okay.
And I'm just, like I said, going based off of a 2-carat, what a 2 would be. So.
Okay.
So.
Well, Adrian, thank you.
I know you and I understand what we're talking about, but it's hard for customers sometimes to understand how hard it is to piece it together. If it was rounds, that'd be 1,000% easier, but rectangular cushions are a different beast.
Yep.
So.
Yep, I understand.
All right. Very good. You've been doing
all
right?
Well, I'm sorry, say that again?
You've been doing okay?
Yeah, I guess. You know, just fair.
Oh, boy.
I'm not down and out, but I'm just kind of down.
Oh.
Everything's going to be all right.
All right. It's so funny. The other day, Danny Rubble called him, and I happened to get him on my line. And I go, I'll let my other rep know that I got the baby of the group on my line. He just started laughing because I've told him before that I deal with you. And now we've all talked about he's the baby of the group. He gets a kick out of that every time I say it. He's like, I'm really not the baby. I'm really not that much younger than him.
I think he's I think he's about 70, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. Yeah. Yeah, but it's just so funny.
Yeah.
You guys, you three, Bill Russell and Danny. They're all pretty
Bill
funny.
Russell, I think, is 3 years older than me. I think he's about 77.
Yeah, yeah. All three of you are great guys, so. But.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome. Let me know how this goes with this guy, and we'll kind of go from there, okay?
Okay, Adrian. Thank you for helping me as much as you could.
Sure, of course. Yep, thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.